Blog Talk Radio.
That is designed to give you a bird's eye view, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and relationships. 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 It's all about relationships. establishing and maintaining the relationship with the Elohim. Establishing and maintaining relationships with one another. Establishing and maintaining relationship with strangers, different nations. It's all about relationships. Turning over everything in your mind's eye. Examining everything in your mind's eye. And then coming to some firm conclusion as to the who, what, when, where, and or how you should exercise yourself and comport yourself in those precious relationships. But before we get started in our studies, Cartier and I, my brother from New York City, I simply like to make some commentary on contemporary modern day subjects. You know, I hadn't spoken much about the suspicion of those in the royal house of Sussex upgrading Meghan and those so-called people over there castigating her for exposing her vulnerabilities in regards to her mental illness. Let me just say something, if I may, and speak for us as a nation that's scattered about. Given what we've been through, and given the oppression and suppression for 402 years in county, mental illness among us should be accepted and understood. It is a fact of life. We can see it every day as we go out in our communities. We can see it among some of our family members, among our friends, our loved ones, the oppression and suppression. And yes, Meghan thought she was going to get away from it, I suspect. But she got into the belly of the beast. Prince William says that the royal family is not racist. If I may, I would like to address Prince Philip. Prince Philip, if your very existence is predicated on a system that is about universal white race supremacy, by nature and definition, a system which supports you, a system that reflects you, you are a racist. In regards to some in Texas and all over this nation, they are raring to put aside to the mask. They're ready to put on their short shorts and strut their stuff. They call it freedom. I have another word for it. Yes, it starts with F, but it's not freedom. It's a place where these people go to. It's called Fool's Paradise, to believe such nonsense. Please follow the CDC guidelines and do the best you can with what you got. And as far as some of these commercials are concerned, a lot of us, we like to live in the matrix. We like to believe, that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. No, that's never going to be the way it is and never going to be the way it's going to be for you and I. It's just called programming. Oh, yeah, you see the mixed couples? Oh, yeah. You see the gay folk? They got money. They rich and whatnot. They just live in the house. That's fantasy. Not going to happen. And one more thing in regards to the poor children south of the border. I asked Katria the other day, what possesses them to come here. Knowing that these people will treat them far worse than they treat us, if they can. And I had to concur with what he said to me. He says, Soup, concerning their circumstances, where they're coming from, and this is the great hope on the hill, and they're trying to get away from murder to drug gangs and whatnot. And I had to concede and concur, especially with these commercials they're putting out. A place of utopia. All your dreams come true. Yes. That's why I said, don't believe these commercials. And our prayers are for those children. Our prayers are for people affected by COVID-19. If it's a death, if it's a sickness, we pray to the Most High. And you look out for the best of your benefit, the best of each other. But before we get started in our studies, I'd like to bring my brother and friend on from New York City. Kaitreya, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. Brother Yamsufa Ari, may the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Anytime, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. Megan is a hot topic, right?
Oh, yeah, she's a very hot topic.
And, that post-traumatic slave syndrome not only affects us, it affects them, too.
Exactly.
They got mental illness from having the freedom to do what they wanted to do to us.
Exactly.
For all that time that they did it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be healed as well.
Exactly.
Because universal white racist supremacy is everywhere. And
exactly.
The British Empire, they trying to step back from that. The British Empire trying to step back from its racist past, saying that the royal family is not racist. All right.
Okay. Well, see,
because he made that statement.
Right.
He should repatriate all the nations that England, Britain has done damage to, especially
exactly.
in Africa.
Exactly.
And in the Caribbean.
Exactly. Because the only difference, Cartrell and fellow students, as far as Great Britain is concerned, America incorporated her mistreatment of us. Great Britain exported it. They didn't have much more on their homeland, but they exported it by virtue of their dominance and control in certain African countries, Caribbean, and so on and so forth.
And the people in Texas, other places that want to defy that plague that's out there, that's a sign that their pride and their arrogancy is going to bring them down. Because it may not affect them, but it's going to affect somebody in their family if they catch it. So they don't have that kind of concern for their own people and their own families, then so be it. I mean, it just shows their mentality. And the people that's coming up from South America and Mexico. You know, I was in Mexico when I was in college, right?
Yeah, you told me about it. How long were you down in Cartier?
9 weeks. 9 weeks. It wasn't a vacation. It was like a student exchange. And we got a chance to tour the whole country of Mexico. And it was amazing. 9 weeks.
Did you see any Mexicans that look like us?
Oh, yeah. Seen Mexicans that practice Torah.
What part of Mexico did you see them?
Mexico City.
Oh, you saw them in Mexico, and they look like us.
They look European, that's for sure.
How was their reception of you, Cartier?
It was amazing. They thought I was Pele. Every block I walked down, they would point at me and say, "Pele, Pele." I'm like, "Oh, shut up." Now you know two black men, Muhammad Ali and Pele.
And they thought you
were... When I walked past, they pointed me like I was Pelé.
Right.
But the one thing I was hoping for was that they didn't kick me a soccer ball, because I don't know nothing about soccer. So I would have been better. I know basketball, but I don't know soccer. One of those drug cartels, man. Mexico was peaceful, calm, beautiful. They would touch my hair like they'd never seen a brother's hair before.
Right.
Like, wow. We need, you know, more of our people to come visit y'all. But it was beautiful because it was nothing but Mexicans, man, in one country, all Mexicans.
Right.
Amazing.
And they treated you nicely.
Beautiful. I had no problem. No problem. Matter of fact, one of the Mexican girls, I told her I wanted 7 sons. And she said she wanted me to send her one of my sons. I'm like, no, we don't do that.
Are you kidding?
No, she was dead serious. I'm like, I can't send you one of my sons, mama.
But, you know, that's how they do it. They, you know, they do it like that, you know.
Really? I didn't know that.
I suspect country. I mean, look at them sending all these babies over here unchaperoned.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, for a better life. So I suspect she wanted to give him a better life from her standards. And, you know.
I don't know how. Me sending my child down to Mexico.
What's the country? You don't know who? You don't know who?
I was trying to learn Spanish. My son grew up speaking Spanish. He don't even know me.
Right.
His name is Jose Perez Rodriguez. So, no, mama, I cannot send you one of my sons.
You need to be quiet.
No, but she was real. She was for real. Please, give me one. Just one son. You want 7. I want 1.
Did she want you to have one with her or send you one?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a breakdown of communication. I think
there was a breakdown of communication. I suspect she wants you to put in a little work that night, but you said no.
No.
I don't know.
Either way, bro, it wasn't happening.
it was going down like that was. And when I was, you know, the funny thing about it, I was stationed in Puerto Rico for 9 months. And I was like you somewhere, you know. The Puerto Rican girls, they were switching and swatching, you know, getting the other fellow Marines all hot and bothered me. It didn't bother me. They was coming on me, man, like I was, like you said, like you was something from the White House. But I went into it because one of them, we went to town, a lot of Marines, a lot of brothers, and a lot of the Puerto Rican young ladies used to come on the base all the time. We went there for lunch or something. And this girl, I knew she had some lacking for me. You know, she said, she's swirling around in front of me, you know, in a dress. How you like my dress? I said, well, look here. You don't need to be asking me how I like your dress. Ask your man how he like your dress. I was cold, Katya, for an ATO. Switching and swatch. I said, you don't need to be asking me how you like your dress. You need to be asking your man how you like your dress.
Yeah.
I was cold, Katya. All right.
I wasn't trying to get in trouble in Mexico.
Nah, I wouldn't try to get in trouble in Puerto Rico neither. But contrary to fellow students, if we can, I believe, we're going to move right on forward. Turn to Joshua chapter 16, because pretty soon we'll be getting to Shofith. I think I'm saying it correctly. Shofith. And those are the 11. It's about 11. Courageous individuals who were dedicated to Yah to try to keep us on the straight and narrow. You know, and it goes to prove something in our studies that we are about to enter into after Joshua. You know, Cottrell could be right. I could be right with Yah. But it takes just more than me and Cottrell to be right with Yah. It takes all of us unified to be right and continue to be unified to be right. And the studies that we are about, that's about to be presented to us further on down the line, you will see that. These courageous leaders were put forth as an example. And as long as they were around, we were right. As long as they got going, we got right back into our hot mess. Right back. And we could even make the connection. Right. And then you wonder why, brothers and sisters, why we still do the same thing. In the midst of us, we couldn't even make that connection. And in this distant future, from that, far removed, we still can't make that connection. We need all of us. We need all hands on deck. Cartier's not going to make it for us all along. Yom Suf is not going to make it for us all along. You're not going to make it for us all along. It's got to be a unified effort. So let's get started in our studies, okay? I'm pulling the cart before the horse. The portion that fell by lot to the Josephites ran from the Jordan at Jericho, from the waters of Jericho, east of the wilderness. From Jericho, it ascended through hill country to Bethel. From Bethel, it ran to Luz and passed on to the territory of Archites, Othoroth, descended westward to the territory of the Japhlites, as far as the border of Lor and Beth Horon, Gezer, and ran on into the sea. Thus the Josephites, that is, Manasseh and Ephraim, received their portions. The territory of the Ephraimites, by that clans was as follows. The boundary of their portion ran from Ordo on the east to upper Beth Horon, and the border ran on to the sea. On the north, the boundary proceeded from Mitzmatha to the east of Tanah Silah and passed beyond it to the east of Janoah. From Janoah, it descended to Athor and Nara, touched on Jericho, and ran on to the Jordan. Westward, the boundary proceeded from Tapua to the Wadi Kana and ran on to the sea. This was the portion of the tribe of Ephraimites by their clans, together with the towns marked off for the Ephraimites. Within the territory of the Manassites, all those towns with their villages, however, they failed to dispossess the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer. So the Canaanites remain in the midst of Ephraim, as is still the case, but they had to perform forced labor. They were put to the task. That's pretty short verse. Cartier. Did you have any commentary on that verse? Well, I know you like the Ephraimites.
Yeah, that's Joseph.
Yeah.
The tribe of Joshua.
Yep.
Just showing some more of the towns and territories that they had to take.
Exactly.
But they didn't complete the task because they were supposed to wipe out the Canaanites.
Exactly.
But they made them servants. So Mosai told them one thing and they're doing another. So they might get
that's
in trouble for this. And we'll see. Later on.
Ain't no Mike gonna get in trouble about it. They certainly did get in trouble about it by all evidence. Just look at us now, Cartrell. By all evidence.
Yeah. We let other people influence us.
Yep.
Rather than work our own culture and
exactly.
study our own history and our founding fathers. We don't even know who our founding fathers are. We think it's George Washington and Hamilton. And
what if I was born in the UK? Who would I think my founding father was?
Charles, Queen Elizabeth.
What if I was born?
The royal family.
What if I was born in France? Who would I think my founding father would be? De Gaulle.
fight Napoleon Bonaparte. That guy.
You ain't lying, guys. You ain't lying. All right. Thank you, Cottrell. Thank you, fellow student, and thank you for giving us liberty at the jest we were having.
Don't forget how we turned Irish on St. Patrick's Day last.
Wait, shut up, Cottrell. Shut up, man.
But it's true, lad. We go to the bar and we hang out with the Irish. Kiss me because I'm Irish. We wear our green. We eat our potatoes and our corn beef, you know.
I look me lucky chumps. Okay, Cottrell. Okay, fellow students. Do forgive Cottrell and I. Okay, we're having a sense of humor. Chapter 17. This is the portion that fell by lot to the tribe of Manasseh, for he was Joseph's firstborn. Since Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, was a valiant warrior, Gilead and Bashan were assigned to him. Now assignments were made to the remaining Manassites by their clans, the descendants of Abazir, Hillek, Asariah, Shechem, Hefer, and Shemida. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clans. Now, Zelophehad's son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Mesher, son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. The names of his daughters were listed as Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Meklah, Tizah. There appeared before the priest, the high priest Eleazar, Joshua, son of Nun, the chief, the princesses, saying, these young women, Yah commanded Moses to grant us a portion among our male kinsmen. So in accordance with Yah's instructions, they were granted a portion among their father's kinsmen. 10 districts fell to Manasseh, apart from the lands of Gilead and Bashan, which are across the Jordan. Manasseh's daughters inherited a portion in these together with his sons, while the land of Gilead was assigned to the rest of Manasseh's descendants. I like the equal opportunity, Cottrell.
Oh, yeah.
Right. The boundary of Manasseh ran from Asher to Mitzmetha, which was near Shechem. The boundary continued to the right toward the inhabitants of En-Tupah. The region of Tupah belonged to Manasseh. But Tupah on the borders of Manasseh belonged to the Ephraimites. The border descended to the Wadi Kana. Those towns to the south of the Wadi belonged to Ephraim. As an enclave among the town of Manasseh. The boundary of Manasseh lay north on the Wadi and ran on to the sea. What lay to the south belonged to Ephraim, and what lay to the north belonged to Manasseh, with the sea as its boundary. This territory was contiguous with Asher on the north, with Asher on the east. Within Asher and Asher, two other tribes, within them, Manasseh possessed Beth Shean and its dependencies, Abblim and its dependencies, the inhabitants of Dor and its dependencies, the inhabitants of Endor and its dependencies, the inhabitants of Natanah and its dependencies, and the inhabitants of Migdol and its dependencies. These constituted three regions. And they had the very same, they made the very same mistakes. And here it is. The Manassites could not dispossess the inhabitants. These towns, the Canaanites, stubbornly remained in their region. When the Israelites became stronger though, they imposed tribute on the Canaanites instead of getting them out, eradicating them as the Elohim had told them. They imposed tribute on them, but they did not dispossess them, a fatal mistake which came back to haunt them. The Josephites complained to Joshua and said, "Why have you assigned as our portion a single allotment and a single district, seeing that we are a numerous people whom the Elohim has blessed so greatly?" "If you are a numerous people," Joshua answered them, "go up to the forest country and clear an area for yourself there in the territory of the Perizzites and the Rephaim. If you're so bad, won't you go on and take that? I ain't going to stop you, seeing that you are camp." Okay? Yeah, you say you want more, this is what you got. But if you say you so bad, you so going up there to the Perizzites and the Rephaim, them big old giants up there, seeing that you are cramped in the hill country of Ephraim, since you don't like what I'm giving you, since you accepted the lot count, and the hill country is not enough for you. The Josephites replied, "And all the Canaanites who live in the valley area," and they had an answer for that. They had an excuse for that. Like we always got an excuse for everything. "And all the Canaanites who live in the valley area have iron chariots. But you said you're bad. But those in Bethshean and its dependencies, and those in the valley of Jezreel," Joshua declared to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh. He just told him like it is. "You are indeed a numerous people, and you possess a great strength. You should not have one allotment only. The hill country be yours as well. True, it is forest land, good land. You can have that, all that hill country. You will clear it and possess it to as far as its limit, as far as it goes. You shall also dispossess the Canaanites in doing so. Even though, as you said, they have iron chariots, and even though they are strong, as you said. So if you say you're capable of doing it, you can have all that forest land as far as it goes back. Get in your way. You say you're numerous. You said you got great strength. What you complain about? Get with it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Don't talk about how many numbers you got, how much strength you got. Then you complain about the Canaanites got chariots. I mean, what you going to do? You going to have it both ways? Man, you know what, Cartrell? We never cease to change. Never see. We want it both ways. All right, Cartrell, what is your commentary, my brother and friend?
We see that our brother Joshua, Yehoshua, he right. used his words to charge the people. He didn't go out for every battle. He empowered them to do it themselves.
Right.
So like you said, you can't put all the weight on him. Like
exactly.
He's our lucky charm. When right. something happens to him, you're going to lose faith in the Most High because you don't have Joshua. So he's
right.
really empowering them to put their trust and their faith and their strength in the Most High and take what they feel is rightfully theirs, because the Most High said it is our inheritance. So
exactly.
they were fearful because they saw giants and Canaanites with chariots and iron, but they weren't supposed to fear them, were they?
Exactly.
Just like Judah and Caleb, they defeated the giants that were in their territory. So
right.
the Ephraimites and the Manassehites had to do the same thing.
Right.
And they did it.
Right.
They had to be empowered by the words of Joshua. He didn't
right.
have a staff like Moses or Aaron to raise it up to fight against their enemies. He empowered them to believe and trust in the Most High. With all the victories that they had gotten already, why should you have doubt now?
Mm-hmm.
And you right. can see in him, there's no hint of doubt. Like, maybe I should go pray. We should go to the Levites, to the high priest, and find out what y'all should do. It's like, nah, y'all know what to do. Y'all got the
right.
strength. Y'all got the numbers. Why y'all coming to me? Y'all want
right.
that land? Go get it. You can have it. I'll give you the mountain. You want
yeah.
it? Go get it.
It work. You say you got numbers, you got strength. Make it happen.
The question was, do you trust Yah?
Yep.
The odds seem to be against them, but the odds were always against them, and they came out victorious.
Right.
And these lands that they were taking, Shechem, you know what happened in Shechem, right?
Expound upon the country.
That's where the Shechemites took Bina.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recollection.
Yes. And a couple of other towns and cities that are going to come up in the history, like Endor.
Right.
We'll see that a little bit later on.
Right. Okay.
But we know now these are the territories of
the witch. The witch.
Ah, see, it clicked, didn't it?
Yeah. That King Saul went to was from Endor. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right.
Whose territory was that?
That was a territory of the Josephites, right?
That's right.
He traveled a long way to go see a witch, didn't he?
Yeah, man.
You know what, Cartrell? When you do wrong, you go out your way to do wrong. You already know that, don't you? I mean, people go out there with you. You might not know it personally, but speaking from experience and observation, people will go out their way to do wrong, and won't cross the street to do no right. And I'm gonna tell you, remember last night I went about 5 miles out to deliver that car, and I told a person we agreed to meet at Kroger's, and you know it was a person of a different nation. Made me know, never mind. I was out to help anybody. And gave him a credit card and a red folder. And I went in to get me a case of water and some organic bananas, which I got them and put them in my truck. And when I went in, I saw a sister and her daughter. I said, hey, where you get that water from? She said, over there. I said, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And mind you, on the way out, after I gave the fellow the card for his mother, the credit card, I'm driving through the parking lot, and the woman that told me what the water was, her daughter was coming out of the store. The mother was in front. The daughter was behind. The daughter said something to the mother. The mother turned around and just let her basket go. And went back to assist her daughter. And the basket is rolling, but I'm parked. You know, I put my truck in park. I grab the basket, and I said, you know, no good deed goes. What is that saying? I said, that's for helping me out. And you know, I retrieved the basket and took on the basket just going down. It could have hit some vehicle, wouldn't it? I snatched it, took it back to her. Then the white woman, her stuff was falling out of the basket. I said, everybody want me to help them tonight. I helped her pick up her stuff, put it in her basket. But, you know, sometimes you got to go out your way. And it ain't very far to do good by folks. Sometimes you just got to do good by folks because you can, Cartrell. You
That's
feel
right,
me, brother? Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Never hurts to do good.
No, it
doesn't. As a matter of fact, the most I turn us to learn how to do good.
And that's I could have sit in the truck, let the woman bash, go hit somebody, hit a car. I could have been there and let the white woman stuff this fall out of the bash, not happen. But she
shook your head and called them all kind of names.
Oh yeah, but as you said, we got to learn to do good. Cause some of us wouldn't know what good was if it fell in our lap. Okay.
They had this billionaire guy in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he did an experience. He sat on a corner like he was homeless to see who would help
right.
him.
Right.
Nobody helped him until this guy came along, gave him a sandwich and something. And then he revealed that he was a billionaire, and he gave
him
$1 million.
Hmm.
But you never know.
Well, he probably, in our case, I like to believe in the case of you and I. He had to give away $2 million that day.
No, it was only one dude that really helped him.
No, I'm talking about if it was in the case of you and I in that vicinity. He would have to
oh,
give
yeah.
it away.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
Cause if I'd have gave you something out of my pocket, if I wasn't too much in her, I'd say, man, you had something to eat? You hungry? And take these cups, I'll be right back. All right? Don't go nowhere. What you want to eat? I ain't getting no pork now. All right? I got you. I'll be back. Put just a couple of dollars in your pocket. See, that's learning to do good, Cartrell. See, a lot of us want to learn to be religious. We're trying to follow after our counterparts, Western nation. They got many religions. They got so many. They got warehouses of religions. And religions are just for showcasing. Learning to do good is something that becomes an innate part of your nature. You can't live without it. You can't. It's just like tearing your right arm off. It's got to be just learning to do good. Has to become second nature to you. It should be a part of your innate character. Who is Cartrell? Oh, man, yeah. I know Cartrell. Probably, he do everybody right. He do good by folks. That should be what's said about all of us, Cartrell. Truth be told.
You reap what you sow.
Truth be told.
And a good name is better than riches.
And I do have to apologize, Cartrell. I do have to apologize. Remember, I was saying something, and I'm not going to go into detail, about the yard cut. The yard got cut today. I do have to apologize. I mean, I didn't even ask. And I was wrong. Yum Soup was wrong. And it won't be the first time. It won't be the last time. But I do admit I was wrong. Cadrell, do you have any more commentary on the chapter we just studied on, my brother?
Just to see the power of Joshua's words to be able to empower and embolden the people. He gave them the confidence to do what they had to do. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Right.
So I appreciate Joshua. He ain't going out trying to, you know, get that fame. He's letting the people handle their business. Sometimes, you know, leaders micromanage and want to be in everything, involved in everything. We see here that Joshua empowered the people. And they accomplished their mission. Not just Tribe of Joseph, but he told the same thing to Caleb. He said, go get it. It's yours. If you can take it, it's yours.
It's yours.
You should be able to take it with the help of the Most High.
Well, you know what, Cartrell? I think, as we will find out in our studies, a lot of similarities and the mistakes we made, although different tribes, the same similar mistakes. Not following instructions. And changing the structure that benefits us instead of what Yah says. Although different tribes, different brothers, but similar mistakes.
And those mistakes, they go back to Joshua. You know that. Because he's the leader. He's supposed to remind them. No,
right.
You can't have these people around serving you. You got to wipe them out. You got to take them out.
Right. So that fell on Joshua.
That's right.
But he
as great as he was.
But in defense of him, Cartrell, the man was old. They wore the man out. Okay? They wore the man out. He was old. He was tired. You know, he couldn't have his eyes on everything. And that's why I said, as we get further along in our studies, that Cartrell can't do it for us. Yum Soup can't do it for us. No one among us can do it for us. We have to do it together. As we will find out in further studies, and Shofim, y'all call it judges.
Team.
I got it, didn't it? Shofim. Y'all will find
not
out
team.
In
Shofim. Team. Like a football team.
Oh, okay. Joteam. Y'all will
Shofim.
Find out. Shofim. Shoteam.
Yeah,
y'all will find out Shoteam that, and y'all call it the Book of Judges, that individual pursuits of excellence, good as it may be for us as a nation, is temporarily satisfying. It's got to be a team effort. 11 great men and women came up as an example. what to do, how to do, when to do it. But that in itself was not enough. It's got to be team effort, brothers and sisters. You may say to yourself, wherever you're at, well, I'm doing the thing over here. You know, I don't care nothing about what they're doing, but you need to care. You need to care. And that's why the Most High says, tells us, we need to come together. We need
to come
together.
They were together for a while. Like you said, Joshua was old.
Yeah.
And you realize that the young men got their power from this elder, Joshua. He empowered them. So our elders empower our youth. Elders can't do the fighting like the youth can, but we can give you empowerment spiritually and mentally, maybe even physically. How you out there training?
Get you set on the right path. But even that being said, Katia, we can point people in the right path all day long, but we can't stop people from going down the wrong path. Okay.
Right.
We do it. So, we do it every day, Monday through Friday. We point people in the right path, but some people always seem to go down the wrong path, and we can't stop that. And like Joshua, he pointed them in the right way, but he couldn't stop them from going down the wrong path when he told the Ephraimites and the Manassites what to do. But he couldn't go out there with them step by step, every step of the way, and do it for them. That's why I say everything we got to do has to be a team effort, Katrina. I mean,
everybody
got to play their part. He couldn't go out there with them. I mean, I'm a man advanced in age. I can't do that anymore. But I can tell you what to do. And then what did they do, Katrina? They went right out there and went the wrong way. They went right out there and went the wrong way. And that's what
not
we
in
do
this chapter. You go in ahead. In this chapter, they got the land that they was asking for.
Well,
they didn't knock off the Canaanites like they were supposed to.
Okay, well, if they got the land that they were subscribed allotted to have, they had requirements in getting that land. That was get rid of the Canaanites. So they didn't get rid of the Canaanites. And it came back to ensnare them. And trapped them. Because we are the people, Cartier. Now you know this. Just walk out your door, look at us. We always quick to jump on every commercial. Show them a commercial. We know them. We know their history. Give them a fake promise and a dream, a hope and a prayer. They'll jump right on it. You know them. You know them historically. Because they don't know themselves. Why? Because they don't study themselves. But we study them. And we know them far better than they know themselves.
So does our enemy.
Yeah, our enemy knows us. We know, you know how we know each other, Katrina? See, our enemy looks at us quite differently. Our enemy looks at us how to keep us subdued as a people, as a nation. We look at each other how to have individual animosity toward individuals, how to undermine individuals. See, our enemies think in a broader term. I think it is retracted. We think one-dimensional while our enemies, what is that saying? Our enemies are playing chess while we're playing checkers. We can't wait to hate one another. We can't wait to find the shortcomings in one another. We kill our women. Our women try to kill us. We mistreat our children. Our children try to mistreat us. We sell drugs in our neighborhood. We prostitute our women. We do everything but the right thing. Then we expect you to. And here's the funny part about that, Cartrell. Here's the funny part about that. We demand justice and fairness from our enemies and their police officers. We demand it. We demand justice. We demand fair policing. But we don't demand anything out of each other. That's just we used to. What about now, Cartier? What about now?
That's the question. That's the billion dollar question.
There's no demand. Hey, we allowed our youth to run in the street like mad men and mad women. We don't hold them accountable. We don't hold ourselves accountable. We're not like King Donald in that sense to find out, hey, man, this ain't working for you. It's working on you. You need to change it up. It's called culture. That's our culture. No, that ain't no culture. What's culture is our ancient nation. That was culture. That was class. But this what we got here that we call culture ain't nothing but a hot mess. It ain't nothing redeeming about it. Talk about it. It's culture. We demand our enemies to give us fair policing. You come in our neighborhoods, you damn you, and you better treat us right. But little Georgia and little Ray Ray and Poo Poo can shoot up everybody in the neighborhood. It ain't a damn thing said about it. They can prostitute our women up and down the street. Ain't a word said about it. They can sell drugs in the neighborhood up and down the street. Ain't a word said about it. But you're going to man the enemy police to get some get right with you. Now, that's why I said Cottrell. That's why I said Cottrell. No, Cottrell. That's why I said we are insane, man. We are insane, Cottrell. Okay?
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, you gonna do it, you gonna hurt me, man. I'm gonna hurt you, Sue. You better not tell I shot that guy, Sue. Why? Because I shoot you too. But I love you, bro. I love you, dog. we crazy, bro. So when I said earlier in the show that mental illness has been pursuing us for 402 years, I didn't lie. And I'm not saying that to demean us or belittle us. I'm saying how ludicrous. Look at it from this perspective. How can you demand anything from the enemy that you don't demand anything from each other? You're going to demand the enemy to come in your community and police you fairly, but you don't demand anything from each other. Oh, that's just the way it is. That's just our culture. Man, how insane does that sound? That doesn't even make any sense at all. We're going to demand the justice out of you. You're going to treat us right, and you're going to do it today. And if you don't, what are you going to do about it? Because they run everything. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Whatever justice they give you, they give you. And you better like it. You better not make two bones about it. But then again, let's go back to us. What are we doing? We done got the bar set so low in our communities about anything and everything. We don't do anything. So when I said mental illness is running rampant in our communities, we're crazy as hell. All of us. Yum soup too. Because we accept anything from each other, no questions asked. But we demand our enemies treat us right. That doesn't make very much sense to me at all. We ought to demand anybody, as far as any life of ours is concerned, to treat us right. Enemy in for or lack. Truth be told. Well, Cottrell, I get worked up sometimes when I think about us. So, Cottrell, you have any more commentary, my brother, on that chapter?
Just on what you said, we're broken people, and not a function like we're not.
Yeah.
Whereas on other communities, they don't need the police in the communities like we need the police in our communities, because the people have their own control of their own communities, and they respect one another. So
exactly.
We being broken, we've lost that.
Exactly.
And
fellow students, I'm not saying this to denigrate us. I'm just saying it to face reality. And then learn to do good. You got to learn to do good. Doing good ain't going to come out the sky or out your pocket. You got to exercise it. Learn to do good. And that's dead on that. And you can't get away from it. Because we're mentally disturbed. All of us. What is that? Slaves, syndrome, something like Stockholm slave syndrome or whatever. We all got it. Post-traumatic slave syndrome. And some of us got, some of it got worse to worse degrees, and some of it got less to less degrees. But we all got it. We've been born in it. We've been bred in it. We eat in it. We bathe in it. We sleep in it. And it's true. And only you, and the only solution for that, the only solution for that is Yah, your Elohim. That is the only solution for that. Truth be told.
Well, we're reading the antidote, and we don't want to
circle. Well, what we said, Kaisriel, we can show folks right all day long. Just like Joshua showed the man, the Ephraims, the Josites, which way to go. But he didn't follow them every step of the way. They had to take the medicine on their own. I mean, we're only limited for the exposure for our brothers and sisters for a couple of hours at best every day. We can't go with them and hold their hand and take the medicine for them. They got to take the medicine on their own. And if they don't take the medicine on their own, they're going to keep being programmed and living in the matrix. Truth be told, Cartrell, and sad to say, but I have to say this. If you don't take the medicine, you're going to keep living in the matrix, being programmed, and doing anything and everything what everybody else does because you're programmed to do it. It's called commercial, baby. It's called commercial. All right, Cartrell, my brother and friend. Cartrell will go give us some, infuse us with some more antidote. Now, he can give you all the antidote he want. He can lead you to the water, but you got to drink on your own, man. All right, Cartrell, we're waiting on some antidote from the book of Proverbs. May the Most High bless us by the reading and study of his word, and most importantly, the application of his word.
Amen to that.
Amen, brother.
And tonight we're going to read Wisdom's, they call it, resume.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 8. The 8th proverb is the resume of wisdom. Giving thanks to our King, King Solomon, and the wisdom that the Most High imparted on him to leave it behind for us so that we could attain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding outside
Amen.
Of what we've been taught.
Amen, brother.
By those who seek to suppress us and keep us from our inheritance. Give me 1 second. I gotta change. Okay, we're ready. Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high places by the way, in the places of the path. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, withstand wisdom. And you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. So to receive understanding, you have to start with an understanding heart in order to receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we see starting off that wisdom is the feminine principle. It doesn't say he stands or he cries. It says she cries. And she's calling for us because we are the sons of men. And a lot of us are simple. Oh, you simple, understand wisdom, and many of us are fools, and you fools be of an understanding heart. So in order to get understanding, you have to start with an understanding heart to want to attain it. And you have to be willing to hear rather than talk and block out. That's an art, hearing. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. You know, a lot of people have a hard time listening, don't they? Absolutely.
Amen, brother.
We don't want to hear each other. We want to talk at each other.
Amen.
Rather than respect and honor what people are saying. And maybe if you don't agree with them, maybe go check it out for yourself.
Well, you know, the Proverbs country has said, a fool answers the answer a matter before. It's discussed. How you gonna talk? I'm gonna talk for Cartrell, and I ain't heard Cartrell, but I got the answer. Cartrell, come hey, Yum Soup. I got a problem. Okay, well, you know, you need to do this. I'm a damn fool, and you a fool if you tell. That's how you dealing with people. Okay, you need to hear the matter. A fool answers the matter before he hears it, or she. So hear the matter first. And yeah, I suggest that you pray to Yah. Then answer the matter. If you can, you may not have the means and opportunity. But if you have the means and opportunity, you need to go to Yah and give you wisdom and understanding to handle that matter. If you don't have the means and opportunity and the time, you better have a prayerful mind to Yah and be connected to Yah. Have that antidote already in your system. I'm sorry, Katya. I apologize, brother.
Well, if you notice, I don't talk when other people talk. I listen. That's part
right.
of hearing. I got to hear what you're saying. Talking, you talk, we ain't hearing each other.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
Exactly.
So, in order to receive wisdom, you have to learn the art of hearing. And we don't have that too well because we don't listen to each other. I was talking to my son about that today.
Right.
We talk at each other, but we don't hear each other.
Exactly.
Hear. For I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understands, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. So honestly, Yom Suf,
right.
What would men rather be chasing, or people rather be chasing, silver and gold, or would they rather chase the instructions from wisdom?
I've lived long enough, Cartrell, to know better. And to know it's better to go the way of Yah, because all those other things that come that you need that accommodate for you. But to go just reverse and to seek after gold and silver and those physical elements, That's not going to work for you. It's going to work on you. So take an ex-fool's advice. I'm talking about Yom Suf. Take an ex-fool's advice. Seek after wisdom. And she's saying, come after me. He ain't lying, Katra. Take an ex-fool's advice, okay?
And you see it in a rap video.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing gold and silver and bling bling. You could tell they'd rather do that than get wisdom and instruction. Right?
Right.
And how is it helping them or our community? They tend to stay in trouble, don't they, with that silver and gold.
Everybody looks at the culture. It ain't doing a world of good for our communities.
Well, wisdom lets us know that wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to wisdom. So, in all your pursuits, whatever you're pursuing, the best thing to pursue is wisdom. There's nothing that can compare to that. By wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of Yah is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth, do I hate. So hate is okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
It depends on what you're hating. Because you could hate evil, you could hate pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth, or you could hate righteousness. You could hate good deeds. You could hate just law. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. So all this is what wisdom carries. Counsel, sound wisdom, understanding, because that's what she is. She says, I am understanding. So wisdom and understanding is basically the same thing. When you have wisdom, you have understanding. When you have understanding, you have wisdom. And it comes with strength. How do you know? She says, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice. They represent the two strongest forces that rule people, kings and princes, right? By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. And we're about to go into the judges. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So you have to seek wisdom early and often. Riches and honor are with me. So if you're looking for the silver and the gold, the best way to find it is through wisdom. Durable riches and righteousness, and that's what you want. You want to find riches and righteousness, not by ill-gotten means or criminal enterprise. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. So if you're seeking righteousness, if you're seeking wisdom, they all collide in the same path. The path of righteousness is the path of wisdom. The path of wisdom is the path of righteousness and judgment. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, which Yah did for our nation. We inherited the land of Canaan. And fill their treasuries, which he did also. Yah possessed me as the beginning of his way, before his works of old. And that's critical, because there's a saying that people quote out of the New Testament often, and they think that it's talking about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. But wisdom lets us know that Yah possessed her as the beginning of his ways before he created anything. She says, she was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, wisdom was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment. And a lot of us don't know what that means. So when the water touches the beach, the Most High commanded the water not to go past beyond that shore. And the water obeys Yah's command, because it doesn't go past the shore unless he commands it to go past the shore. So the shorelines that we have on the earth, Yah commanded those borderlines. It says when he gave to the seas his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, because there's more water on earth than land. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights are with the sons of men. So they asked the question, who was the Most High talking to when he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness? He was talking to wisdom. That's the answer to the question. Because she says, now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. How often are we supposed to be looking for wisdom?
Daily, my brother.
Daily. Not every other day or wait for the Shabbat. We're supposed to be looking for wisdom every day. For whoso findeth me finds life and obtains favor from Yah. So in order to obtain favor from Yah, what you got to do?
That's why you're looking for wisdom. Looking for her every day.
That's the only way you're going to get it. Favor from Yah. But he that sinneth against me, against wisdom, wrongs his own soul. Because you're going to be a fool. And you're going to be a simple-minded person that doesn't know anything. And you're wronging, what? Your own soul. All they that hate me love death. And she's talking about the soul. She ain't talking about your life. She's talking about the soul after you die. Because because that soul is going to die, which is why she says you're wrong in your own soul. Because a fool, they be seem to have a lot of fun while they're living. Wicked people seem to enjoy their life, but it's the soul that you're trying to preserve. And when you sin against wisdom and you live the wrong life, you're wrong in your own soul, and the destiny for your soul is death. It's not everlasting life. So we'll read it in the book of Daniel, where he says, in the judgment day, some will wake up to everlasting life, and some will wake up to everlasting abhorrence, which means you're either going to live forever or you're going to die. Your soul is going to be wiped out.
Oh,
I know that's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, Contra. But you know what? Here's the deal of what I've been thinking about it. You're going to wake up to something. You wake up to something.
You're gonna wake up to what you sowed, because you're gonna reap what you sowed while you was living. That's why we're getting these lessons now, trying to get that antidote, so that we at least we have a chance, you know, in the judgment, that we strove for righteousness, to walk the path of righteousness and to attain wisdom in order to gain favor and fear of Yah in our lives.
Hallelujah, brother. Well, Cartrell, do you have any more commentaries?
That's a lot to meditate on, so I'm going to let it simmer because it's a buffet today. And really not much more to say.
And I'm going to reiterate what you just said. I'm not going to spice it up anymore than it's already spiced up. As Cartrell alluded to the fact, a lot have been said today. And you need to meditate. Well, we can't tell grown folk what to do. But we suggest that you meditate on what was said today. And once you meditated on it, why not try to apply it? Because you don't want to wake up in a bad spot. You want to wake up in a good spot. Okay? All right. I'm not talking in the physical element. I'm talking about as far as your soul is concerned. Well, fellow students and those from other countries, our Japanese students, our students from France, our students from the mother country, our students universally speaking, we're happy that you're studying along with us. And don't trust Cartrell, don't trust Yamsu. The only thing you trust is the antidote. That's the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Therein lies your solution. Therein lies your antidote. And if we are off the script, don't trust the word we're saying coming out of our mouth. Okay? As long as we're on script, as far as Yah is concerned, you can trust every word that we said. And believe you me, Cartier and I, we try to make it our darndest. Our absolute darndest to stay on script as far as Yah is concerned, his word. Because we know and value his word. We know and value wisdom. We suggest that you value her too. Take an ex-fool's advice. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop trying to direct and order your own steps. As a matter of fact, we suggest that you get a new thinker through our studies. We've learned from one of our famous kings, King Daud. You can't use that old thinker. Try as you may, you can't use it. It's going to continue working against you and not for you. Get your new thinker like King Daud. He asked for a thinker like this, and I suggest doing your predecessors. You ask for the same kind of thinker. Then you may be a man or a woman after the Most High own heart. Ask for a thinker just like King Daud asked for. One that loves the Most High with all his heart. Can't nothing come between that. All his mind. Can't nothing come between that. All his soul. Can't nothing come between that. All his strength. Can't nothing come between that. And his brothers and sisters. It should be. And can't nothing come between that. As himself or herself. And that continually. No let up. Third step to righteousness. It's the kind of thinker you need. That thinker will work for you. The old one, it'll work on you. Get on your last nerve. Take an ex-fool's advice. It does. We love you. May the Most High bless you. And Cottrell, thank you, my brother and friend. Love you. Keep it up, man. Keep up the good work. And we're going to enjoy a song by our people, Broken.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people.
I won't never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside them, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name, right now. I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down. Won't let you down,
down, down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold I'm bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let
Young Logic, the rap addict, giving it every part of myself on the real. You would think I'd be asthmatic, allergic to your bullshit. Yeah, that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it, cat it right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold I'm bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let you down. Broken we ain't beaten, there's no glory in defeat. We won't fall into the cracks between us.